Was it a bit of an adrenaline rush, your NFL draft weekend? Describe it for you.
Well, you know, obviously there's a sense of excitement. It's really built up, you know, between the league and the TV and the media. But you try to go in there level-headed because you don't really know how it's going to turn out. So you don't want to get too high and too low. You want to make the best decisions for the organization.
It's awfully tough to keep a secret now in the NFL, Doug. When did you as an organization make a decision that E.J. Manuel was going to be your guy in the first round, and how did you keep it from everyone else knowing?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know the specific day. You know, people have asked, you know, when was that day? And I should have written it down on the calendar, but I'll tell you what, it was a lot of hard work on part of the scouts, you know, Buddy Nix and Doug Whaley, myself and Coach Hackett. We really spent more time than any other organization I've been with as far as, you know, meeting with the quarterbacks down at the Senior Bowl, and then, you know, bringing them all up here, spending a lot of time with them, getting to know their football knowledge, and then also going to, you know, going out with them socially, you know, to dinner, just them, getting a chance to know them a little bit more intimately, and then having private workouts and watching them do things that we just wanted to make sure what we were seeing on film was right. So a lot of work obviously went into that, as well as the other positions.
Doug Marone, our guest, head coach of the Buffalo Bills. You've seen the NFL evolve, even while having success at Syracuse, from a league where teams really like to take their time with quarterbacks drafted in the first round to now this, boy, if he's not playing in the first year, what's wrong with the guy mentality? I think that's totally misguided. Will you be really patient with E.J. Manuel? And you've obviously got veteran talent in Kevin Cobb that affords you to be patient with him, don't you? Doesn't it?
Well, you know, I wouldn't disagree with that. I think a lot of what you just said really depends on the player, you know, and it's not just quarterback at each, it's each position, but, you know, obviously, you know, I realize that the quarterback position is the one that people talk about the most. And I think, you know, when choosing quarterbacks, it's very, very subjective to what people are looking for. You know, everyone could say, I want a 6'6", 200 and, you know, 70-pound, 4'5", 4'6", defensive end, and everyone, you know, is in agreement that that's what they're looking for. But sometimes with quarterback, people are a little bit different, and I think that's why you have, you know, different opinions on each one.
After the first round, Doug, there was an extreme emphasis on speed for the Bills in the subsequent rounds, especially guys like Robert Woods and Marquise Goodwin. Was that something you identified right away, that you needed to add that element to the team?
Well, I think, you know, I don't want to sit here and say, hey, you know, here comes this new coach and he's identifying this element. I think we all knew, you know, everyone from, you know, from Buddy Nix and Doug Whaley and the rest of our scouts, that we wanted to increase our speed on both sides of the football. And I think, you know, it's not anything new. I mean, I wish I could say, golly, you know, it's a great idea by me. But, you know, we've all said that before as coaches. You know, we want to increase team speed. We want to be faster. We want to be more physical. And want to be, you know, tougher, a tougher football team. And I think that, you know, those are the things that we're looking at, and those are the things that I think we addressed in the draft. And now these players have to come in. They have to earn their position and earn their spot.
Doug Marone, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, our guest. Fred Jackson is going to get healthy, and he's had some really debilitating injuries, wrecked good seasons in 2011, 2012. How do you see him working in with CJ, as it's been the last 2 years? They've been a very good two, dual running back system, but CJ had such an emergence last year in the time he got. How do you view it?
Well, I think it's a great situation for us as coaches. You know, you have two outstanding players, you know, two players that can do a lot of great things. And I think, you know, when you go around the league, and even in my background, everywhere I've been, it's been a multi-functional backfield. And I think you do. I think you want to put, you know, you want to keep them fresh out there. You know, when CJ and Fred are fresh, I mean, they are outstanding, and we're excited, and we're going to look at ways to using them, you know, and even to points where maybe both of them will be on the field together.
How soon do E.J. Manuel's in the facility when Bills drive, starting practicing and OTAs with you?
Well, there's a lot of rules. You know, I mean, we all play by the same rules, obviously, in the league. And, you know, most of those players that were drafted now will go back and make sure that they've taken care of all their academics and finished up. We'll have a mini camp coming up here, you know, probably on the 9th of May, you know, which is a weekend where they'll come back in. And that'll be our first experience with them really sitting down and going over, you know, playbooks and getting them ready to and preparing them to be a pro.
You mentioned how happy you are for Ryan Nassib, your quarterback at Syracuse. He's going to go to a guy you know well in Tom Coughlin in New York, play behind Eli Manning. Guy's going to learn the NFL game and the rights and wrongs pretty quickly with an organization like the Giants, won't he?
Absolutely. I mean, I was very surprised that, you know, he lasted that long. He's an outstanding quarterback, was, you know, great work ethic, and he's with a very good organization, and I'm glad that he's in the NFC, and mm-hmm. we don't have to see him. And yeah, he'll do well. And it's, you know, not that we wish anything bad happen, but if something happened with Eli, I'm sure Ryan will have the capability to go in there and winning games for him.